Try not to waste your time here. Oh, no. Get right to it. All right, talking with Mrs. Mills. First of all, how are things at Shoshone High School right now?
Going really well. You know, kids, teachers, everyone's kind of stepping up to the challenges right now. And we've been keeping kids safe, and having our doors open has actually been pretty amazing. I mean, it's been a stressful year for everyone, but everyone's kind of stepped up and done their jobs. And so we're excited to be here, honestly.
Yeah, I've heard from a couple of staff members, you guys are doing an outstanding job. How are the kids doing? How's kind of morale right now with the masks and all the new procedures?
You know, kids are doing amazing. I think they get tired of it now and then, you know, having to tell them, like, mask up. But we've been able to social distance for the most part in classrooms. So they're really having to wear masks in the halls, obviously in the sports season, having to deal with that. But overall, they have been really good with it, and I think that's what has allowed us to keep our doors open, is kids have been consistent for the most part. Teachers have been consistent, and so that allows us to keep moving on and continue to have school in person. So,
yeah. You mentioned sports. Looks like you're off to a pretty good start on the winter sports season. I keep seeing girls basketball scores and some things that look like fun things are happening here.
Yeah, for sure. We're always exciting when, you know, teams are winning. It definitely helps with morale across the board. And, you know, there's kids out for sports. Quite a bit of our student population is involved in some sport or activity in some capacity. So that really does help keep things going when you're outforming, you're doing well, excelling. So, yeah, for sure.
You guys won our mascot challenge last time around. It was overwhelming Shoshone support every single round. It seemed like you guys were doing well. So we're coming up on mascot challenge year number two here. Do you feel pretty confident that your school can win this trophy back?
You know, it'll be interesting to see how people respond. I think they were excited about definitely that first go around of being a small school, small town, and how people were able to step up and continue to vote. So it'll be interesting to see where they're at with all that. We did a lot of promotion at school, which definitely helped during the day. We'd, in between passing periods, do an announcement and let kids know, get on and vote. During lunch, kids had their laptops out for voting. So it was kind of entertaining to watch their commitment to that across the board. And obviously, our community, very valued and committed to our school. So that was exciting to see how many people, I think, in the community and the non-school hours were on there voting. It was pretty remarkable, actually, to a small town, small community, but man, they definitely support the school, so.
Yeah, for sure, that's the sense I get every time I'm out here doing something. Finally, anything else new at Shoshone Schools? Anything we should be aware of?
I don't think so. You know, our elementary got the Distinguished School National Award, so that was pretty cool to see them step up and get something like that, especially during COVID.
Yeah.
The fact that they have been excelling and continuing to do so is, I think, speaks highly of our teachers and principal and everything they have going on. So cool. We're excited to keep continuing that and bringing that up. But really, I mean, it's with COVID, it's been hard. Not nearly as much going on outside that normally we'd be involved in or get to do. But like I said, again, our staff and students have been remarkable on all fronts. So it's a sad time, but it's an exciting time to see how people have stepped up.
Perfect. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.